Chicago Mercy Hospital gunman legally purchased firearms. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 20, 2018. Law enforcement indicates that Chicago Mercy Hospital gunman Juan Lopez purchased a number of guns legally during the past 5 years. According to CBS News, Chicago Police Department spokesman Anthony Guglielmi indicated Lopez had purchased 4 firearms during the 5-year time span. He used a handgun to carry out the attack that killed 3 people on Monday, first shooting his ex-fiancée, Dr. Tamara O'Neill, then going into the hospital and shooting Danieles. Lopez also shot and fatally wounded Chicago PD officer Samuel Jimenez while exchanging gunfire with police. The Journal Star reports that Chicago PD's Guglielmi also indicated that Lopez had a concealed carry license. This means he went through numerous background checks, as he would have been required to get a firearm owner's identification, FOID, card before getting the concealed carry license. Lopez is but the latest in a long line of public attackers who cooperated with every gun control necessary to legally purchase firearms. The list. Borderline Bar and Grill Attacker, November 7, 2018. Tree of Life Synagogue Attacker, October 27, 2018. Parkland High School Attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas Church Attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas Attacker, October 1, 2017. The Alexandria Attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando Attacker, June 12, 2016. The UCLA Gunman, June 1, 2016. The San Bernardino Attackers, December 2, 2015. The Colorado Springs Attacker, October 31, 2015. The Umpqua Community College Attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's Attacker, August 26, 2015. The Lafayette Movie Theater Attacker, July 23, 2015. The Chattanooga Attacker, July 16, 2015. The alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Attacker, June 17, 2015. The Muhammad Carton Contest Attackers, May 3, 2014. The Las Vegas Cop Killers, June 9, 2015. The Santa Barbara Attacker, May 23, 2014. The Fort Hood Attacker, April 2, 2014. The Arapahoe High School Attacker, December 13, 2013. The DC Navy Yard Attacker, September 16, 2013. The Aurora Movie Theater Attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords Attacker, January 8, 2011. The Fort Hood Attacker, November 5, 2009. The Virginia Tech Attacker, April 16, 2007, and many others. Despite the incontrovertible evidence that background checks do not stop determined attackers even when there are numerous checks involved via FOID card requirement and concealed carry license, Democrats inevitably push background checks after nearly every high-profile public attack.